Deuteronomy chapter 20. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and see horses, and chariots, and a people more than you, do not be afraid of them. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you have come near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. And shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day to battle against your enemies, do not let your hearts faint, do not be afraid, and do not tremble, nor be terrified because of them. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God is he who goes with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And the officers shall speak to the people, saying, What man is there who has built a new house, and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. And what man is he who has planted a vineyard, and has not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there who has married a wife, and has not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And the officers shall speak further to the people, and they shall say, What man is there that is afraid and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest his brother's heart faint as well as his heart. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking to the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. When you come near to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace to it. And it shall be, if it gives you answer of peace, and opens to you, then it shall be, that all the people who are found in it shall be laborers for you, and they shall serve you. And if it will make no peace with you, but will make war against you, then you shall besiege it. And when the Lord Jehovah, your God has delivered it into your hands, you shall strike every male of it with the edge of the sword. But the women, and the little ones, and the cattle, and all that is in the city, even all its spoil, you shall take to yourself. And you shall eat the spoil of your enemies, which the Lord Jehovah, your God has given you. So shall you do to all the cities which are very far off from you, which are not of the cities of these nations. But of the cities of these people, which the Lord Jehovah, your God gives you for an inheritance, you shall save alive nothing that breathes. But you shall completely destroy them. Namely, the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. As the Lord Jehovah, your God has commanded you. That they not teach you to do after all their abominations, which they have done to their gods. So you should sin against the Lord Jehovah, your God. When you shall besiege a city a long time, in making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by forcing an axe against them. Because you may eat of them, and you shall not cut them down, because the tree of the field is man's life. To employ them in the siege. Only the trees which you know that they do not bear fruit, you shall destroy and cut them down. And you shall build bulwarks against the city that makes war with you, until it is subdued.